Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Plug that into my studio, I couldn't find that one. It was evidently the internet was doing delays at that point, because it's in there now. But hey, now I have one for later, right? And I might play it still on this show just because it's so beautiful. I really like it. So who knows? Who knows? Okay. I am hoping that you guys can hear me. Will somebody please tell me? Can you hear me? I mean, it's supposed to say, can you hear me now, right? Well, I don't know. With this internet here, sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off when it says it's on, and sometimes it just takes a vacation and goes away, which is what happened when I went to plug in the Lord's Prayer that I was sent to do this morning, and it was like, it's not there. I know I put it in, but I was looking for it like 5 minutes after I had put it in, so I'm thinking internet delay. Sometimes it's 5-10 minutes. It just, I don't, gets a kink or something. I don't know. Like you're trying to walk and you got a hitch and you get along. It didn't work very good sometimes. Anyway, I have it. And I might play it later on this show because there's nothing that says I can't. And that'd be kind of nice anyway. Have a good break that way. Okay, I know what I'm going to do right now. And this is He Is My Everything, but it's not the one that Elvis does, okay? This is one that's done by what they call Voices in Prayer, okay? And he sent this to me this morning, so here is He Is My Everything by Voices in Prayer.
Thank you.
Ever tasted raw honey? And I'm not talking the bottle of raw honey you buy in the grocery store. I'm talking about real, fresh, raw honey. That is some of the most fantastic, sweetest, clearest honey that you'll ever find. And when I was little, I remember an incident about five is when I remember it, because it was right before I started school. And my daddy and Uncle Ed went out. Daddy had found a honeybee tree. And they went out, I don't know what day of the week. I was only five. I didn't care. And they kept bringing buckets and buckets and buckets of honeycomb back to the house. And Mama had this big old soup pot on the stove. And she was had it on low, because you don't want do too hot. You don't want to burn that sugar stuff. And it was just slowly melting down. The honeycomb with the beeswax, of course, was slowly melting down. And she'd skim that off and put it in a special bowl, because she would use that to seal her jams and jellies later, and to seal the honey that day. But then she would take a little bit and she would scoop out a spoonful for us to eat after she had taken the wax off of it. Oh, Lordy, warm, fresh honey. Nothing better. Nothing better. Thank you, Lord, for those childhood memories, because kids just don't get those experiences anymore. I was very glad I did, because that was a good memory. That was a fun day. Of course, I didn't have to do anything but watch it. I just stood at the side of the kitchen and watched it all happen. I didn't have to do anything but eat the honey. Yeah. That was great. I remember that. So I know how to melt beeswax and seal jars with it. I know how to make jams and jellies and seal those jars with the honey wax. And that's a strange thing, isn't it? I love it. I love it. Much, much more common when I was little. Much more common. Okay. Now, y'all remember I lost my lifelong friend on Tuesday. That was her birthday. She was 70 years old that day, and she waited until 12:16 a.m. because she said she wanted to go out on the same day she came in, and she did. It was her birthday that day, and she's resting now. Thank you, Lord. And she was in so much pain for so many years, and now it's all gone, and I am thankful for that. I'm very, very thankful for that. But this I want to dedicate and play for Valerie. She liked the country gospel so much. And this is Vince Gill, Go Rest High on That Mountain. don't you love that song? It just makes you feel so peaceful, even when you want to cry. But I'm just crying for me. I'm crying for me. Because I'm not going to be able to talk to her while I'm still here. I'm not going to be able to go see her when I go home. I'm not going to be able to know that she's there. And I can pick up the phone and listen to her voice anytime. I can't do that anymore. I'm crying for me because I'm going to miss her so much. I'm crying for her. I'm not crying for her. She was in so much pain for so many years. I mean, good grief, she had COPD to where she could not walk anywhere. She couldn't walk outside her apartment or she'd break something. And she had lung cancer. She had abdominal cancer. She had MS. She had diabetes. She had osteoporosis. Well, I already said osteoporosis. But, oh, my Lordy, that woman was pretty much falling apart. And a big bottle of glue at Christmas didn't help. So, you know, she doesn't hurt anymore. She doesn't hurt. I can't be sad for her that she left this earth. I can only be sad for me because I'm deprived of her being here. But I understand that. And it's okay. It's okay to miss those we love. I know I'm going to see her again one day. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm grateful for that. You know, because the whole time I was growing up, she was not going to buy into that stuff. And she didn't. But when she got to be an adult and had children, she began to see that, yeah, maybe it wasn't so bad. So she looked and looked. She went from this church to that church to that church until she found one that she could believe in, that she could agree with, and that believed in Jesus Christ and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. So I can't be sad for her. I can't. But I'm very sad for me and for her sister. But you know what? We'll see her again. I'm very confident that one day we will see her again. So that's good. I'm okay. That's good. I'm still going to cry sometimes, but that's okay too. That's okay. I'm going to play one now that was sent this morning by Don Gibson. And you know that bugged me. I had to look him up to say, why do I know that name? Well, it's because he wrote some pretty cool songs. And do you think I can remember any of the titles right now? No. But he wrote some songs that were very, very popular. And look him up. Look up Don Gibson. Just look up who he was. They'll tell you. Wikipedia. You'll find it. And right now, this is a song by Don Gibson that's Then I Met the Master.
Like a baby that cries for his mother, like a child, I was helpless and I was all alone. One of his own.
he does have a nice voice, doesn't he? He does. And I did look up to find out some of the songs he wrote for you. Sweet Dreams. I Can't Stop Loving You. Now, aren't you familiar with that one? Elvis sang that one. Tutti Frutti. Honeycomb. And Oh, Lonesome Me. And those are just a few of them. They're the only ones I wrote down. But, oh, my gosh, every one of those was very, very popular. The 60s. Well, that was his era. So, you know, love it. I totally love it. All right. How about an Elvis song? I was going to say, how about a Jesus song? Oh, Jesus didn't sing any. Well, anyway, we'll do an Elvis. We'll do an Elvis Jesus song. How's that? All right. Oh, Lordy. My brain must be tired. Anyway, this is Reach Out to Jesus.
Your burden heavy as you bear it all alone. Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you. Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come.
I did exaggerate that. It's not how I usually say pretty. But anyway, it just felt good to do that for whatever reason. I enjoyed doing that. I have to admit it. I enjoyed doing that. That was good. Okay? And that's how it is. So, all right. You know what I'm going to do now? And I just now this second decided this. That's the nice thing about having an extensive studio library in here. And I think we're all going to enjoy this. There we are. J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. Roll on, Jordan.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on.
Couldn't resist. I was like, oh yeah, we gotta do JD. And this one, he's got the whole bass line just walking that up and be still my beating heart. Anyway, that is such a beautiful bass. Oh Lordy, it really is. God gave him a very great, great gift when he gave him that voice. And he gave us a great gift to put JD in a position for all of us to hear him. I love that. Totally love it. See how things work out? If you just look at it right, sometimes you got to change your perspective. You do. And you'll be a whole lot happier. All right. You guys know Harry Secombe, right? Yeah, he's the trained opera voice. Yes.
Big voice.
Yes. John sent me this morning. This is Harry Secombe. The Lord is my shepherd.
Oh,
Double up on stuff. It don't like that, Jenny. Okay. Computer's very picky. Or should I say the computer program? All right. I have a favorite that Dolly Parton does a version of. There it is. And I hope you guys like it. Get your feet untangled because this is a mover. When the roll is called up yonder.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved on earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
They did it in those old-fashioned churches. You know, I just somehow, you know, they were a little bit different. But I love the way she does that song. It's so great. Okay. Yes. All right. I have another one that John sent me this morning. What is that? Oh, that dude's got big feet. Anyway, this is by Karen Peck and New River. Answer is Jesus.
Hard to believe what the world's come to. Hard to wrap my head around everything I see on the news. Hard to sit back and do nothing in all this mess. What's it gonna take to fix this brokenness?
Tired of watching politics making us enemies. Tired of seeing anger and violence spilling out in the street.
And I'm tired of addiction taking life way too long.
Mark. Okay. I would pass something along to you, and Ann just asked me, so it's good timing, because the next song is her request, okay? Sue is back in the hospital. She has the flu and pneumonia that she has not been able to shake at home, so they're giving her multi-strong antibiotics in the hospital where they can monitor, dilute if needed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She has been in the hospital for 3 days now and not quite sure when they're going to let her go home. I told her, do not let them release you until you have kicked this junk out of your body, because they didn't do it before. It needs to be gone before you go home or you're just going to be sick again. So it's just hanging. It's hanging on to her very tenaciously, you know. I don't even know, like a lion to a haunch of a zebra, I guess. But yeah, she is sounding better. I talked to her last night. She is sounding better. She's still not feeling on top of the world, of course, but she's getting better. And we want her to stay in the hospital until she is good. So please pray for her. She needs all the prayer she can get, because she's having a heck of a time kicking this by herself. It's just not happening on her own. So, yeah, that's the situation. It's not good, but it's better than it was. She chased into the emergency room the other night because she couldn't breathe. So now that's getting better. That's getting easier. She didn't sound good at all the other day. Last night she sounded better, but not good. You know, she's still very tired, can't get enough oxygen. And they're giving her very, very, very strong antibiotics. So pray for Sue. She is getting better. Let's just keep her on that road. Okay? There we go. And her request at this point, which I'm going to play now, is Casting Crowns doing Beulah Land.
Beulah Land, I'm longing for. And someday on thee I'll stand, where my home shall be eternal, Beulah Land. no sad goodbye will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday my home shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land, I'm looking now across the river where my faith just a few more days to labor, and then I'll take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I'm longing for you, and someday
Crowns. They do a very nice job with that. Very nice. Even though it's only one person singing, it was Casting Crowns. Okay? Not the one soloist. At any rate, that's not here nor there. It's beautiful. That's the point. It was beautiful. Do y'all know what panpipes are? Maybe. Maybe not. Panpipes? Well, if you've ever seen these, they're not always bamboo. They can be pine or balsa wood or something like that. But they're like a long string of these little pipes. And they're straight across the bottom, and then they have a sloping top that gives each pipe a different tone. And it has a hole in it and everything, like a flute. You blow on the top of it, and the sound comes out that hole in whatever particular tone that piece was made for. And they're fastened all together, so they're one unit, and they're called panpipes, or they're called pan flutes. Flautus, I think is what it is, German flautus. I don't know. You know better than that, John. But at any rate, I believe this is from Germany. I think this guy's German. I could be all wet, too. I don't know for sure. But at any rate, I call these panpipes. That's what I learned them to be, panpipes. And this is an instrumental of Amazing Grace on the panpipe. Name was David Gehring. He just, oh my gosh. And just on the video, he's sitting on a hillside, the top of a mountain, and you watch him play these. And oh Lordy, don't you just wish you had a talent like that? So nice, so nice. And there aren't any finger holes on these, like with a flute. No finger holes. Each tone is through a different little piece of wood carved out as a pipe. And it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. If you know how to play those, well, you heard the clear tones you can get. If you know how to do that, there's no cross whistling and back blowing and all that stuff. It's just pure, sweet, sharp sound. Beautiful, beautiful. All right, I found this song in my library this morning, and I thought I got to play this because who should wander through my mind but Valerie? You know, yeah. The death of a well-known person, yeah, it affects it affects people that don't know them. It does affect them. But when someone you love dies, that touches your whole life in some way. You know, not always traumatically. I mean, you're not crying every second, but little things that happen, little things you do, bring them to your mind all the time, all the time. And we used to spend hours when she would stay with me. We used to spend hours lying in bed talking. Well, she would talk, I would listen. I mean, it was so interesting. I learned so much from her, and a lot of it was what not to do. And she knows that because she'd tell me her stories, and she says, now, don't you do this. Don't you dare let me find out you did this. And, you know, and then she'd tell me the story. But, yeah. She was a teacher as well as my best friend for my whole life. I was 6 years old when we met. So it was literally my whole life, all but 2 years. I mean, you know, golly Moses. Okay, here is the Oak Ridge Boys doing Brand New Star.
There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight, shining down on us, glorious and bright. I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're all right. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a peace in my heart, finally moving on, a calm in my conscience that sings my song. No longer will you struggle, no longer will you fight. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. There's a break in the clouds, the sun is shining through, speaks to my soul in a voice that sounds like you. When I lay my head down and gently close my eyes, there's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 I'm gonna miss you every day, but I know that you're alright. There's a brand new star up in heaven tonight. Let the love shine down.
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 Now that is called a send-off. Yeah. If my family and friends decide to give me a barbecue party after I die, because there's not going to be a memorial service or funeral. That's not happening. No, no. I don't want people to be there crying on each other's shoulders, just making everybody feel worse and crying more. No, that's not what it's about, people. It's not what it's about. It should be a celebration. A celebration. So I want music like this at my sister's house for a backyard barbecue and celebrate my life and how I lived it and things I did, things that happened. I want music like this. I want people dancing, having a good time, and remembering good things. Okay? That's what I want to happen. Now, y'all know, you better not be attending any stupid, sad, cry-on-my-shoulder funeral, okay? Don't you be doing that. You don't want that to happen. All right. Here, in line with what I just said, here's a song by Elvis called Talk About the Good Times. Take three.
Father alone. wasted years, wasted years. Oh, how foolish.
Dang.
Okay.
Okay, we're rolling.
When I was a children, and the people used to treat the neighbors like a fellow man. And all they say is, and they pray me, when a man was proud to walk up and shake his neighbor's hand. Oh, you talk about the good times,
about the good times,
about the good times. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor help lift your burden, and the selfish joys of life. Times are harder, and the people are changing. Today most folks couldn't tell you who their neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far?
Guitar lick at the end, you know. That's a requirement. That's a requirement. You have to have that guitar lick at the end. So if you learn that song, you make sure you include that, because that you have to do that. It's a must. You know, you don't leave out the guitar. No way. Okay. Here's another one that you can do at my barbecue party after I die, is the Golden Gate Quartet and Blind Barnabas.
Well, it's so Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Well, oh, Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, they have mercy on me.
But, oh, Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Well, oh, Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, they have mercy on me.
In my God's Bible, in the book of James, Christ was healing the crippled and lame, giving the poor and needed bread, healing the sick and raising the dead. They tell me when he passed through Galilee, he passed by a man who could not see. The man was blind and crippled from birth. They tell me that his name was Blind Barnabas, but old Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Oh, Blind Barnabas stood on the way. Right. No, Lord, they have
mercy on me.
But oh, Blind Bonnie Bus
stood on the way.
Blind
Bonnie Bus stood on the way. Oh, Blind Bonnie Bus stood on the way. Crying, oh, Lord, they have mercy on me.
When Bonnie Bus heard that my Lord was nigh, he fell on his knees and began to cry. Oh, thy son of Galilee, great God Almighty, have mercy on me.
Crying, oh, Lord,
son of David,
oh, Lord,
son of man,
oh, Lord,
Mary's baby,
my good Lord,
is the bleeding lamb,
oh, Lord,
son of David,
oh, Lord,
is the son of man,
oh, Lord,
Mary's baby,
well, well, Lord,
is the bleeding lamb. Well, the tender Christ stopped and he looked around, saw Blind Barnabas on the ground. He touched his eyes with the palm of his hand, then the Barnabas saw like a natural man, crying, oh, Blind Barnabas
stood on the way.
Blind
Barnabas stood on the way. Oh, Blind Barnabas stood on the way, crying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
It's hard to sit still when that's happening, isn't it? You betcha it's hard to sit still when that's happening. The Golden Gate Quartet. And the picture on the album looked to be around the 60s sometime. You know, it's cool. It is so cool. I love that stuff. I really love that stuff. That's awesome. All right. How about Charlie Pride? We got to do Charlie Pride. This is number John sent. But we don't get Charlie very often. So here is Charlie doing He Took My Place.
There was a man, more than a man, called Jesus Christ of Galilee. There was a place where Jesus prayed, a place that's called Gethsemane. There on a hill called Calvary, there stood a cross of agony. Nailed to that cross where I should be, He took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me, He took my place at Calvary. Christ Jesus lives, He lives today. From sin and death, He set me free. Now hand in hand, each place I go, my Jesus Christ, He walks with me. And when I ask, how could it be that Jesus cared so much for me? The answer comes so tenderly, He took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me, He took my place at Calvary. And now my Lord, the Son of God, I share with everyone I see. I give my best, my all to Him, because He gives so much to me. Now if His own you wanna be, come join His royal family, and let your heart sing joyfully, He took my place at Calvary. Now I'm a child of royalty, and even angels envy me. My Jesus cared so much for me, He took my place at Calvary.
All right, guys. I got something now. Y'all know how I love yodeling. I do love yodeling. I just do. But y'all know that. And if you don't now, you will very, very soon. Okay, this guy's called the Idaho Yodeler. I didn't realize we had yodelers in Idaho, and that's my home. But that's okay. Any place they want to stick a yodeler here and there, that's fine with me. I don't have any problem with that whatsoever. So here is the Idaho Yodeler. His name is Buzz Gertzen. That's not Idahoan. Nope. But that's his name. We'll just call him Buzz. And this is the Gospel Yodel.
Every time I think about Jesus, every time I hear his name, something down inside of me releases, and I find myself yodeling again. People stop and stare, but I don't really care. You see, I've really got the victory. God said if you don't shout, then the rocks will all cry out. So make a joyful noise with me. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me. De-ho-lo. I've gone crazy. Others say that I have gone too far. But God's love is clear and it's not hazy. It'll reach out and grab you where you are. Now if you're the quiet type, then don't you start to cry. Just sit there and praise him silently. But if you feel the joy, then make a joyful noise and start into yodeling with me. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me. Don't let religion trap you into bondage. Don't let them take the smile from your face. Jesus came to set us free from bondage. He's the answer to the whole human race. Don't let the rocks cry out. Let's give a joyful shout. Be filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. Delight yourself in him and he'll bless you again. And give you all your heart's desire. Let's make a joyful noise for Jesus. Let's let the world know that we are free. And everybody take a deep breath and start into yodeling with me.
Because I don't have the falsetto break in my voice. If you don't have that falsetto break or can't manufacture one, you can't yodel, not effectively. Me, as going from an alto to a soprano, I've got such a range that I don't have that break. Oh, well, I can still have fun listening. I can still listen and enjoy and smile. That always makes me smile. That one always makes me smile. I think it's fantastic. Okay. Yeah. Hello, Calico. Yes. Not yet. You have to wait till I'm done. Yeah, I'll come out. We'll come out and have dinner when you're done, when I'm done, okay? Yeah, it's all right. You have to be patient. Oh, yeah, right. Uh-huh. That's like telling the sun not to rise. Anyway, here is Reba McEntire. Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Elvis mover now. Bosom of Abraham, take 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
my soul.
Down in the bosom
of my baby, hand that rock, rock, rock.
Down in the
bosom of my baby, hand that rock, my soul.
Down in the
bosom of my baby, hand that
rock,
rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh Lordy, Lord,
oh, oh rock, my soul.
What happened? Did we run away?
No, man.
We never was really together. We're rushing a little too, aren't we?
Hey, I'll tell you. Okay.
You're the rhythm section. You're supposed to get it right. We're the singers.
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom.
Rock, rock, rock.
Down in the bosom.
You rock my soul.
Down
they
rock, rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh Lordy, Lord,
oh, oh rock my soul,
why don't you rock my soul?
Won't you rock my soul?
Boots of my favorite hammer, then
rock, rock, rock,
soul.
Down in the boots
of my favorite hammer,
rock,
rock
my soul.
Boots of my favorite hammer, then
rock, rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh Lordy, Lord,
oh.
To wait an extra few beats just to make sure that they weren't going to jump in there and do something else, because they're good at that. All right, how about another one? Johnny Cash, Gospel Road.
Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty highway. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty road. And they walked another hour to Emmaus town, and shared their supper till the sun went down. When he broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where they laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty highway. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail talking about Jesus on that dusty road. And they sang out rejoicing, and the jail split wide. The doors busted open and they walked outside. But they went back to preaching through the countryside and walking down that gospel road. So two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty highway. Two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty road. And they died in shipwrecks and in lions' dens. Then they died on crosses and the spears of men. But when one fell back, two more would start again to walk upon that gospel road. weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel highway. Two weary pilgrims from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel road. On the highway to Galilee is Emmaus town. It was here eyewitnesses saw him walking down. When the three broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Talking about Jesus on that gospel highway. Preaching about Jesus on that gospel road.
Not too shabby, eh? I was looking at music and stuff the other day, and I ran across YouTube, where it had the song, the very last song that he recorded. That was interesting. That was pretty interesting. He was very, very old by then, because it was just, I don't know, days, a week before he died. So he went right up until the finish line. He did that. Kind of proud of him for doing that. That's pretty good. Hey, guys, how about Sister Rosetta? Anybody want Sister Rosetta? No, Ann wouldn't want to hear Sister Rosetta. I know that. She's just so tired of that. She wouldn't want Sister Rosetta at all. So I'm going to play it. Here is Down by the Riverside.
Wash my sins away. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm going to lay down my heavy load down by the riverside. Study war no more. I ain't going to study war no more. No, I ain't going to study war no more. No, no, I ain't going to study.
Study war no more.
There you go. Now, obviously, that was either from the 40s or the early 50s. Yes, very dated. But you know what? We don't care. We like it anyway. So it's all right. Sister Rosetta, even though her music was kind of time-stamped with the horns and stuff like that, in another way, it's timeless. Because it gets you going, it gets you listening, and it touches you, no matter how dated it might sound. We don't care. We like it anyway. So, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. There you go. All right, what should we do now? Oh, yes. Okay. Here is that always sings a cappella, and he does multiple parts all by his little lonesome. I couldn't find his name on this particular entry. Most of the time he has his name on it. This one didn't. But this is Down to the River to Pray.
As I went down to the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and you shall wear the starry crown. Good Lord, show us the way. Oh, sisters, let's go down.
For something like that, you've got to wait until the echoes die away. Yeah. And you know, that harmony, it was all one guy. How many tracks? What, 9, 10, something like that? 3 at the top, 3 at the bottom, each side, 10. But anyway, it just never ceases to amaze me. And he does such a perfect job. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Okay. In his time.
Thank you. in his time, in his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Lord, please show
you go. And if you didn't know that already, that was me singing In His Time, and I loved doing that song. I loved it. It was fantastic. It was so easy. Everybody loves that easy. And thank you everyone for complimenting on that. I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I'm just glad you enjoyed it. I hope it blessed you and gave you something to take away in your heart today. That would be good. All right, how about Elvis? Only Believe.
Yes, only believe. I met God one morning. He lifted all my burdens. Yeah, right now I'm feeling blessed. All things are possible if you'll only believe.
Love that song. That's so nice. It really is. It is. All things are possible.
Who done that song the other day? And
I like it.
Our crack bass singer over here. I'm the realist. I was singing. Only believe me. Say, oh, baby. I said, no, it's the wrong song.
Man. Those guys were nuts. They really were. It was fantastic. You like those. You like those nuts ones. Anyway, Oak Ridge Boys, Every Day.
Just might find you're lighting up the load that you bear. You know what dogs, troubles, and world. It seems like a least we can do. Just take that smile into the street and share it with everybody you meet. Every day, I want to shake somebody's hand.
Every day,
I wanna
shake somebody's hand.
Whoa.
I like the Oak Ridge Boys. They just dig right in. Go for it. Okay. Here's one that I've not heard before. I don't know if you've heard it or not. John didn't send it to me, but here it is. Brandon Lake and Jen Johnson, Too Good Not to Believe.
Lovely stories that have proved your faithfulness. I've seen miracles my mind can't comprehend. There is beauty in what I can't understand. Jesus, it's you. Jesus, it's you.
Got enough for a couple songs, and this is one that I just I want to play as much as I can because the message is so wonderful. If I Can Dream, from the 68 special.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why. There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh everyone tell me why, oh why.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Now that was pretty cool. I love that song. I love how he does that. And I can just, every time I hear it, I can see him on that stage in that white suit with that red cravat. And you think of the symbolism. Yeah, that's a special song. That's a special song. And Martin Luther King and his speech and they got him killed. You know, that makes that song really, really poignant. It grabs your mind, it grabs your imagination, and takes you there, and doesn't let you go. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yes, that's a good thing. All right. I'm about at 3 minutes, a little over 3 minutes, so I want to say thank you to everyone that joined me today. Thank you so much. The chat was very lively today, and I know that there are more people out there listening that don't have access to the chat, and that's okay. That's okay, because it drives me nuts. But anyway, I am so glad you're there, and I hope you really did enjoy the show today and that the songs blessed you and gave you something of peace that God just hands out free like flowing water. You know, just let it happen. Let it happen because it's there for everybody and it doesn't belong to anybody. It's for everybody. So let it happen. Have peace, you know. May God bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. And he will keep you throughout this week. Stay safe. Stay well. And don't let the good bugs bite.
May the good Lord bless and keep you, whether near or far away. May you find that long-awaited golden day today. May your troubles all be small ones, and your fortune 10 times 10. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May you walk with sunlight shining and a bluebird in every tree. May there be a silver lining back of every cloud you see. Fill your dreams with sweet tomorrows. Never mind what might have been. May the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again. May the good Lord bless and keep you till